News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, it is Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. I got to tell you, I'm not too enthused. Another hot one all the way. Already 80 at our studios. And we'll get details coming up with Dr. Bill right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitsit Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start in the morning. Accident-free conditions and light traffic from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. No delays. The Mobile Police Department, you're clear. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, if you've been in an accident, trust Bay City Collision. 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Lots to talk about today. And you think with the 30 years since the massacre at Tiananmen Square, that may make the top of the fold at AL.com, or maybe this tropical instability down the Bay of Campeche, or the disaster relief bill passing, or maybe even the tariff battle with Mexico, even possibly what happened on Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. But no, Dalton, number one story, and you called it yesterday.
What is it?
American Idol to hold auditions in Mobile.
Oh, wow. That's big news. That's bigger than any international news.
It's coming up on, in October or something like that?
I think August 20th.
August, October, whatever. They're always the same.
Not that I've memorized the date.
Yeah, August 20th. There it is. I'm sorry. I should have looked at the top story there. August 20th.
The beaches of Mobile, right?
Yeah, that's the side story here that's going on social media, that a reporter from ABC 3340 mm-hmm. up in the Magic City.
Yes, very magic.
Used her magic to tell folks to come on down to the beaches of Mobile. I'm paraphrasing, but not much here. To come down to the beaches of Mobile to try out for American mm-hmm. Idol. Now, beaches of Mobile County? Sure. We got some awesome beaches in Mobile County. Dolphin Island, what's up? Mm-hmm. East End, Middle Beach, West Beach, got that. City of Mobile,
no beaches.
Not so much. We've got, I'm trying to think where we have, there's some sandboxes in Mobile. There's some sand traps.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of golf courses inside the city limits. There's 4 inside the city limits of Mobile golf courses where you could have sand traps. I'm thinking Spring Hill, Mobile Country Club, Heron Lakes,
right? Azalea.
Azalea. Oh, and Spring Hill, so five.
So five
places you could have sand traps in the city of Mobile.
Lots of places you can put the beach towel out and lay out there in the
not for
golf
long.
Course.
Not for long, before the security cart comes along and runs you off. But yes, for the reporter from ABC 3340, the beach is in our county, but not in our city. But I sure do love the beautiful Tennessee River running through Birmingham. Oh, wait. Didn't do that either. All right.
Yeah, but prepare the pipes, because August 20th, that's when American Idol will be down
here. You think it'll be down there?
Yeah, I think, what should I sing?
Old Town Road.
Okay, that's what I'll go with.
All right. That's something we'll work on between now and August 20th. Also coming up on today's show, Quinn Hillier joins us coming up after 8 o'clock. And, of course, as always, turning up your voice at 343-0106. And in serious news here, this is 30 years since the massacre at Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Of course, in China, imagine that, there's nothing going on. There's no observance or anything there. When, remember, pro-democracy demonstrators were killed. I want to do a little flashback thing here. Can we do this? Back to CBS News. This is a report from the day it happened. This is CBS News reporting from Beijing, or at least the video coming in from Beijing. And this is a, what you would see in the video is that seminal moment with that man standing in front of the tank, and then climbing up on the tank, talking to the soldiers inside the tank. Then after about a minute or two, other people there that are in the crowd or off to the side of the crowd, the tanks are lined up. If you haven't seen this, we'll post up the video. The tanks are lined up, rolling through Tiananmen Square, ended up being this massacre. And this one man standing in defiance in front of the tanks, and then finally some people grabbing him and ushering him off. Here's a report. This is how it rolled back in 1989 on CBS Nightly News.
It was noontime today in the center of Beijing when a man walked to the middle of the Avenue of Eternal Peace, which as it happened was already occupied. He walked to the middle and stood there. The man was alone. The tank was not. It wasn't just a single tank he stopped. There were 18 tanks and armored carriers in this convoy, and while he talked to the crew and ignored the gunfire, he stopped all of them. One man alone, of course, can't stop an army. Except for a moment, that's exactly what happened here. For 3 minutes in the middle of the day, an army was stopped by a man who stood still. A man who'd made up his mind, it seems, though why, we just don't know. But when bystanders rushed in to save this stubborn soul, it wasn't easily done. He was pushed away at last, faceless in the crowd. Safe, we think, but in a city verging on calamity. What moves a man to just stand still? Is it courage or outrage or madness? We can't tell what was on his mind, and we can't forget what he did. Richard Roth, CBS News, Beijing.
So that's how it sounded 30 years ago today in what became known as the Tiananmen Square Massacre. Protesters were forcibly suppressed after the government declared martial law, which I would argue is probably always in effect in a totalitarian state. But they declared martial law, sent the military to occupy central parts of Beijing. Troops and tanks fired at demonstrators trying to block the military's advance towards Tiananmen Square. Estimates the death toll vary from several hundred to up to 2,600, with additional thousands wounded, set off by the death of pro-reform communist leader Hu Yaobang back in April of 89 amid a backdrop of rapid economic deployment and social changes in post-Mao China. Protests reflected anxieties about the country's future in the popular consciousness among the political elite, and it was an actual pro-democracy uprising in the reddest of red nations there. And I mean, you think about Tiananmen Square, and then you can think about the Green Revolution in Iran. You look at places where any kind of disagreement, big disagreement with the government, is dealt with an iron fist. And that happened 30 years ago today. Now, you said in your travels, and once again, I'll post up that I am still so very jealous of your trip to China. Hopefully things get better, because I would sure want to go there. I'd love to take my family too to see China one day. But you were there at Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, I think I might have been 15, so I didn't get the entire gravity of the situation, although I knew it was obviously a very bad thing that happened there and that hundreds of people died.
Yeah.
So 15, I was old enough to kind of understand, but not quite
but
enough
didn't,
to
you feel, didn't feel the crushing weight, the crushing weight of what had happened where you stood?
Right. I didn't fully I know I'd feel different about it now, but yeah, I was able to walk around Tiananmen Square, and even now they still have a huge mural of, I'm assuming, unless things have changed over the last 10 years, they have a huge mural of their leader there, right there in the middle of Tiananmen Square. And but believe it or not, when you're there, not much mention of those riots when
and
you're
nothing
in China.
Going on today.
And they're not doing anything today. In Taiwan, actually, they've had an inflatable tank and inflatable the man in front of the tank for weeks now, and they've been kind of calling on the Chinese government to at least acknowledge what happened 30 years ago. But have you seen this back and forth with Pompeo and the Chinese embassy?
No.
Pompeo's put out some statements, and it's been pretty sharply shot down by Chinese embassy, the Chinese embassy. He said, "We express our deep sorrow to the families still grieving their lost loved ones, including the courageous Tiananmen mothers who have never stopped seeking accountability despite great personal risk. The events of 30 years ago still stir our conscience and the conscience of freedom-loving people around the world." And the Chinese embassy came back and said, "Under the pretext of human rights, the statement grossly intervenes in China's internal affairs, attacks its system, and smears its domestic and foreign policies. This is an affront to the Chinese people and a serious violation of international law and basic norms governing international relations."
So they just pretend like it didn't happen.
They said it's been settled long ago.
Yeah, they settled it. Yeah. 618 FM Talk 106.5. So yeah, just 30 years ago, the violence in Tiananmen Square, and the Chinese government with a brutal fist, like they've done many times, putting down any kind of dissent. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man charged with driving drunk and killing a man over the weekend will be in court tomorrow. This is at least the seventh time 70-year-old John King has been arrested for driving under the influence, according to jail records. Authorities believe King was driving drunk when he hit a bicyclist in Pritchard Saturday on South Wilson Avenue. The victim has been identified as Broadus Deshaun Barnes. Barnes' cousin said this.
"I ain't got no mean word for him. It's unfortunate what happened, but things do happen. I just hope he learned a lesson from it."
A man who died trying to rescue a 12-year-old from drowning in Gulf Shores will be recognized today in his hometown in Kentucky. Stephen Mahler's widow will receive a Carnegie Medal today during a city commission meeting in Owensboro. Mahler was vacationing in Gulf Shores in October 2017 when he grabbed a boogie board and jumped in the rough surf trying to rescue a young boy caught in the rip current. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
St. Louis evens up the Stanley Cup Final. UCLA blows out Oklahoma in Game 1 of the Softball World Series Final. And former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Gerald McCoy is headed to a division rival. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NHL, where St. Louis defeated Boston 4-2 in Game 4 in St. Louis to even up the Stanley Cup Final Series at 2 games apiece. Blues center Ryan O'Reilly scored the first goal of the game less than a minute into play and also scored the game winner midway through the third period.
Brought back on by Petrangelo. Fires! Right away. Rebound! It is O'Reilly! It's 3-2!
Blues goalie Jordan Binnington made 21 saves in the win, rebounding after giving up 6 goals and being pulled from Game 3. Last night, Bruins captain Zdeno Chara was knocked out of the game by a puck to the mouth. He stayed on the bench but never returned to the ice after he was hit by that deflected shot in the second period. With the series tied, it now becomes a best-of-three series. Game 5 is Thursday night in Boston. In the NCAA Women's College World Series, UCLA hit 4 home runs and crushed Oklahoma 16-3 to take the first game in the best-of-three final series. The Bruins tied the Women's College World Series single-game record for runs scored. UCLA pitcher Rachel Garcia only gave up 1 run in 5 innings and added a 2-run homer at the plate. Game 2 will be played tonight at 7:30. UCLA can claim its 13th national title and first since 2010 with a win. In college baseball, the final 6 regional tournaments ended yesterday, leaving us with 16 teams to compete in the Super Regionals this weekend. 6 SEC teams advanced over the weekend, with Auburn, LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State each winning their regionals. And we now know the matchups for the Super Regionals to begin on Friday. Auburn will face number 14 North Carolina in North Carolina. Michigan will play at number 1 UCLA. Texas Tech will take on number 9 Oklahoma State. Number 5 Arkansas will meet number 12 Ole Miss. Number 13 LSU will host Florida State. Number 2 Vanderbilt will host Duke. Number 7 Louisville will host number 10 East Carolina. And number 6 Mississippi State will host the number 11 ranked team Stanford. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Chattanooga 3-1 last night. The Bay Bears' 5th loss in a row and 2nd to the Lookouts. Chattanooga scored 2 to start the game and another run in the 8th and held Mobile scoreless until the 9th inning. The Bay Bears will look to end the losing streak tonight in Chattanooga as they continue the road series at 6:15. In NFL news, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive tackle Gerald McCoy agreed to a contract with the Carolina Panthers on Monday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the 31-year-old has signed a 1-year deal worth up to $10.25 million, including a $4 million signing bonus. Tampa Bay released McCoy on May 21st. He was also reportedly interested in the Cleveland Browns and Baltimore Ravens. The 6-time Pro Bowler, who the Bucs drafted 3rd overall in 2010, has registered 5 or more sacks each of the past 8 seasons. And as we await Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Oakland tomorrow night, some news came in yesterday about a couple of Golden State Warriors that left Sunday's game to win with injuries. First, sharpshooter Klay Thompson had an MRI after injuring his hamstring in the 4th quarter. Yesterday, the team confirmed that Thompson has a hamstring strain and is questionable for Game 3. Then the team got worse news about center Kevin Looney. ESPN.com's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that Looney will miss the remainder of the finals after he suffered a, quote, non-displaced first costal cartilage fracture. From what I can understand, that means he tore some cartilage between his ribs. It appeared that he landed on his left shoulder in a fall in Sunday's game, and the initial report was a fractured collarbone. But either way, torn rib cartilage or fractured collarbone, it appears that Looney is likely to miss the remainder of the series. And the defending champion still without Kevin Durant, who injured his right calf in Game 5 of the semifinals. 6:24 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride so far. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. If you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway this morning, accident-free conditions continue. Through Theodore, Tillman's Corner, again, you've got some radar along Highway 90, Halls Mill, and Range Line, so watch your speed. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 626 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly will be back with us soon. Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up in just a little bit. And another hot one on the way. 80 already at our studios. And thinking about 30 years ago since the massacre at Tiananmen Square. Thinking about world events. New survey out. And it's qualifying the 10 most amazing moments of the past 100 years.
Wow. Okay. Pretty big task.
Okay, so I'm going to throw these out here and talk about a few times through the show, and then you can add yours in on the text line or the phone line at 343-0106. What do you think here? Their list goes this way. Number one, the end of World War II, 1945. Number two, the first organ transplant in 1954.
Okay.
Then they go on to say, number three, the first heart transplant in 1967.
It's a little bit of double dipping there.
Yeah, I think so. But number four, the rise of penicillin to treat things like blood poisoning, 1942. Do not underestimate stuff like, you know, I go on this rant. I don't know if I've done it on air, but people all talk about the great, amazing things. I said, antiseptics and air conditioning and clean water have done more for humankind, I think, than anything. Okay, so that's penicillin, 1942. First man on the moon, 1969. Berlin Wall falls in 89. First person in space, 1961. Vaccine for TB, 27. And the first artificial heart in 82. We'll talk about this more when we get back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide whether a man accused of killing his father should be granted a bond. 29-year-old William Browning is charged with murder. A bond hearing last week was rescheduled to allow his mother, also the victim's wife, to be there. Police say Browning shot his father, Frank, with a .22 caliber rifle at his parents' home on Richmond Drive in West Mobile. Court records show Browning will also enter a plea in the case today. A 16-year-old boy is expected to be okay after being shot at a dance in Fairhope Saturday night. At least 20 gunshots were fired at the Rotary Youth Club on Young Street in Fairhope. Police arrested an 18-year-old from Pritchard and a 19-year-old from Mobile.
And then he just went to shooting in all directions.
The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office will hold a news conference this morning at 11. Authorities say they will release information about two cases they are calling significant. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. Tell me about the latest here on these faulty earplugs and what this has meant to members of the military and what y'all are doing about it.
From 2003 to 2015, 3M sold defective earplugs to the military, and they were supplied to our combat troops, and those troops have suffered hearing loss as a result of these defective earplugs. And so we're pursuing these cases right here in our backyard in the federal courts in Pensacola.
So who is under this? If they were in the military and they had earplugs in from 03 to 15, this is you.
If you were issued the 3M combat earplugs, one side was yellow, one side was green, and you're in the military from 2003 to 2015, then you were issued these plugs. And if you have a hearing loss and or tinnitus, then you have a claim and we want to talk to you.
How do we talk to you?
Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama, and that's my law firm, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days, too. Say bye-bye, mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairhope. hope.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
President Trump is at number 10 Downing Street in London, home base for outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, who leaves office this Friday. He may meet today with some of the candidates to replace her, as correspondent Max Foster tells us.
What's going to be interesting is actually later on, because there's this gap between his Westminster meetings and his banquet later on. So there's a four-hour gap. Lots of speculation about whether or not he'll be meeting Farage, Boris Johnson, and potentially Michael Gove as well. That's another of the front runners. Could be having meetings here at Winfield House a bit later on.
Relations with China on the agenda for the Trump-May meeting. Walmart is extending its debt-free college benefits to high schoolers as a way to attract and retain workers in a tight labor market. The nation's largest private employer says it will offer free college SAT and ACT prep. San Francisco is considering a plan to force drug addicts with serious mental illnesses into treatment. Stock futures show gains on Wall Street this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Walmart is extending its debt-free college benefits to high schoolers as a way to attract and retain workers in a tight labor market. The nation's largest private employer says it will offer free college SAT and ACT prep for its workers in high school, while offering 2 to 3 free general education college classes through an educational startup. Walmart estimates about 25,000 people under the age of 18 work at its stores. French carmaker Renault looks at to give its approval to Fiat Chrysler's merger offer. The company's board is meeting today to decide on a deal that could reshape the global auto industry. Renault is deciding whether to go ahead with merger negotiations to create the world's third biggest automaker, worth almost $40 billion, and combine forces in the race to make electric and autonomous vehicles. Crude oil down 61 cents at $52.62 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains after stocks closed widely mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait. Was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And 80. That would be an 8 and a 0. 80 degrees right now at our studios, and it's 635.
That's a nice start.
Jeez Louise. What's going on here?
Yeah, we've had last 3 days now, Saturday 95, Sunday 96, yesterday 97. Ugh. Not a record. We're 3 degrees away from a record.
Oh, really?
Which was 100 for that day. But down at Berkeley, they had 98 degrees, which is actually 1 degree warmer than out in West Mobile. No rain yesterday, and that's been the story over the last couple of weeks. We've had very, very little rain, but it's sort of on the way. We have a tropical system out in the southwest Gulf of Mexico, right along the Mexican coast, and it's gradually going to spread moisture up into Texas, Louisiana, and across the central Gulf Coast for the second half of the week. And that's going to give us a taste of a real summer here along the Gulf Coast, because the humidity will be back. None of this hot, dry weather. We're going to see temperatures drop a little bit, in fact, in the 80s, up near 90, but the humidity will be high, and we'll have shower and thunderstorm activity, especially Thursday and Friday. Today, one more real hot day, up in the mid-90s this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny, and there is a chance of a few thunderstorms developing this afternoon. They'll be isolated. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow we start to see an increase in the humidity. Be mostly cloudy with a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and the high will be around 90 degrees. But then Thursday and Friday, all this moisture over the western Gulf of Mexico will spread into our area and on up through Texas, and that's going to increase the shower activity. So Thursday, very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, only in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely for Thursday night. Then on Friday, showers and thunderstorms again with a high in the mid-80s. And looking ahead to the weekend, a real good chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. And the highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. So, yeah, the humidity will be back, and also some badly needed rain.
Right. So, and that's good news. That rain, though, you're talking about showers and thunderstorms, is it just going to make it a situation where those are more prevalent, or are we going to get something tropical in nature in the rain? I mean, is it going to be, you know, a day-long rain kind of thing, or not?
Let's just say numerous showers and thunderstorms. I don't expect all-day rain, but most of the activity will be in the afternoon for Thursday and Friday. But then there'll be some periods of showers and thunderstorms that will move onshore even at night. So we should catch up on our rainfall, because right now for the year we're just about 6 inches of rain below normal.
And wait. We're 6 inches, and you think we're going to catch up? You think there's going to be that much rain from this thing?
Well, let's say we'll make a dent in that.
Okay.
Here in Mobile, we have ways of catching up.
Well, that's for sure.
One thunderstorm can dump 2-3 inches of rain.
Okay, so that would be starting. What would the first day of this significant rain be?
Really, the first day will be tomorrow. We'll see an increase in afternoon thunderstorm activity, and then Thursday and Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy and to cloudy, and then we'll see periods of showers and thunderstorms.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, Dr. Bill, you watching anything?
Yeah, it's quiet right now. There is a tropical wave that's located north of Puerto Rico. We don't expect anything from that at this time. And then this other disturbance, which is over the western Gulf of Mexico, it's right along the coast of Mexico, so it doesn't have much of a chance of developing, but it will spread all that moisture northward.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, also a tropical weather expert, with his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. So remember, check in with FM Talk 106.5. We've got traffic coming up next. Talking to my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Summertime's here. Unfortunately, so are the mosquitoes.
They are. You know, they typically never leave in our climate.
That's for sure. It just seems to get ramped up this time of year. But you've told me over time, coming in, you've got some tips for us. The first thing we need to do to try to eliminate them is get rid of certain things in our yards.
Yeah, look at those garbage cans. Make sure you got lids on it. The dishes that sit underneath your plants on your front porch, make sure they're draining or they have holes where they're not holding moisture. And you just need to help eliminate some of the breeding sites for the mosquitoes.
Okay, we do that, and we still get mosquitoes in our backyard. Can y'all do something about it?
Absolutely. You give us a call. We'll have our home evaluator come out. He can take a look at your property and work out a detailed plan that's specific for you. Then our technicians will come out and apply the products they need to in particular areas and help you take back that backyard.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to get the evaluator out. Talk about how we make contact with Arrow.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin Key with Arrow Exterminators. Hey, y'all, take back your backyard, and then I'll come over to your house.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that at historic Moundville Archaeological Park.
Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. See all of Alabama's constitutions at the We the People exhibit in Huntsville, June 30th through August 11th. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. For the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start to our Tuesday morning. So far, accident-free conditions continue. A nice ride across the Bayway, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. If you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
We're at 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Yeah, just to land the plane on this, a survey out from One Poll had people rank the top 10 most amazing events of the past 100 years. And I don't know. I think these are valid. Are there other ones that may need to be higher? They ranked the end of World War II as number one. The first organ transplant in 1954 is number two. The first heart transplant at number three from back in 67. The rise of penicillin to treat things like blood poisoning, 1942. First man on the moon, 1969. Berlin Wall begins to fall, 1989, which is 30 years ago, just like we said at the beginning of the show, Tiananmen Square. 30 years ago as well. The first person in space, which was Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, back in 1961. The vaccine for tuberculosis, 1927. That's number eight on their list. Number nine, the first artificial heart in 1982. That was the Jarvik 7. Number 10 on their list, first chemotherapy treatment, 1956. And then a few more on their list outside the top 10, but in the top 50. First TV in 1926. The first programmable computer, 1936. I wonder what that was. First satellite, 1957. First email, 1971.
Wow.
So wait a second. The first email was, I thought that was like 80 or something.
And who'd they send it to?
Themselves. And probably got the mailer demon thing came up and said it doesn't work.
Right.
First mobile phone call, 73. GPS, 74. World Wide Web, 89. First text message, 92. And on down the list. So,
did you say this was the past 100 years?
It says, yes. The top, okay. They're ranking the top 10 events of the past 100 years.
I've got one that barely, and I mean, okay. You can't get any closer to missing the deadline than this one. But the 19th Amendment was approved on June 4th, 1919.
Such a kiss-up.
Allowing women to vote.
You're such a kiss-up.
That didn't make the top 10.
Dude. A single dude would say that. A smart married man would say that.
I mean, Man on the Moon was great, but women being allowed to vote, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Yes. Yeah. It changed lives for, what, usually about 54% of the population are women. So, yeah, a big deal there as well. But I would argue stuff like, I've said this before in other scenarios, while chemotherapy is amazing, and I have family members who are here because of that, I would argue, though, things like penicillin, basic antiseptic, clean water, filtration, you know, of clean water, things like that, sterilization, basic antibiotics, air conditioning, and water treatment have done more for humankind than any. Now, there's obviously, I like the cell phones and the web and spacecraft and all those kind of things, but just for what has human beings in a lot better place than we were before, stuff that deals with clean water and getting infections gone, big deal.
Yeah, after these last few days, I'd have to give air conditioning my vote.
That's true. That's a good point. 645, we'll be right back.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through June 14th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This
this News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man charged with driving drunk and killing a man over the weekend will be in court tomorrow. This is at least the seventh time 70-year-old John King has been arrested for driving under the influence, according to jail records. Authorities believe King was driving drunk when he hit a bicyclist in Pritchard Saturday on South Wilson Avenue. The victim has been identified as Broadus Deshaun Barnes. Barnes' cousin said this.
I ain't got no mean word for him. It's unfortunate what happened, but things do happen. I just hope he learned a lesson from it.
A man who died trying to rescue a 12-year-old from drowning in Gulf Shores will be recognized today in his hometown in Kentucky. Stephen Mahler's widow will receive a Carnegie Medal today during a city commission meeting in Owensboro. Mahler was vacationing in Gulf Shores in October 2017 when he grabbed a boogie board and jumped in the rough surf trying to rescue a young boy caught in the rip current. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications. But I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VoIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply, taxes and fees not included.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
St. Louis evens up the Stanley Cup Final. UCLA blows out Oklahoma in Game 1 of the Softball World Series Final. And former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Gerald McCoy is headed to a division rival. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NHL, St. Louis defeated Boston 4-2 in Game 4 in St. Louis to even the Stanley Cup Final Series at two games apiece. Blues center Ryan O'Reilly scored the first goal of the game less than a minute into play and also scored the game winner midway through the third period.
Brought back on by Petrangelo. Fires! Right away.
Blues goalie Jordan Binnington made 21 saves in the win, rebounding after giving up six goals and being pulled from Game 3. Last night, Bruins captain Zdeno Chara was knocked out of the game by a puck to the mouth. He stayed on the bench but never returned to the ice after he was hit by that deflected shot in the second period. With the series tied, it now becomes a best-of-three series. Game 5 is Thursday night in Boston. And a couple quick things on the Stanley Cup. First off, if you're watching on AT&T or DirecTV, you can't watch it right now because there's a dispute between NBC, AT&T, and DirecTV, so I had to stream the game to get it going last night. And the second thing, I want to get your take on this. Before Game 3, I don't know if they did it again last night, but the color guard behind the anthem singer had the Enterprise rent-a-car flag. They had the American flag, the St. Louis flag, a couple other flags, and the a flag with the Enterprise Rent-A-Car logo in
the
color guard.
Remember the military, the color guard holding
an Enterprise Rent-A-Car
flag.
No,
I don't like it.
No, I didn't think you would.
I don't like it.
It is the Enterprise Center, and they are sponsored by Enterprise.
That's fine. Have the big logo up. Those people spent the money. They should have the respect. But the color guard is not there to hold the Enterprise Rent-A-Car flag.
I didn't think you'd
Why did you want to just get me angry on a Tuesday morning?
I just had to get that out
God
there.
God bless, man.
In the NCAA Women's College World Series, UCLA hit 4 home runs and crushed Oklahoma 16-3 to take the first game in the best of three final series. The Bruins tied the Women's College World Series single game record for runs scored. Game 2 is tonight at 7:30, and UCLA can claim its 13th national title with a win. In college baseball, the final 6 regional tournaments ended yesterday, and now we know the matchups for the final 16 teams that remain. Super regionals begin on Friday, best of 3 series. Auburn heads on the road to take on number 14, North Carolina. Michigan will play at number 1, UCLA. Number 8, Texas Tech will take on number 9, Oklahoma State. Number 5, Arkansas will host number 12, Ole Miss. LSU will host Florida State. Number 2, Vanderbilt will host Duke. Number 7, Louisville will host number 10, East Carolina. And number 6, Mississippi State will host number 11, Stanford. In NFL news, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive tackle Gerald McCoy agreed to a contract with the Carolina Panthers yesterday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the 31-year-old has signed a 1-year deal worth up to $10.25 million, including a $4 million signing bonus. Tampa Bay released McCoy on May the 21st. And as we await Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Oakland tomorrow night, some news came in yesterday about a couple of Golden State Warriors that left Sunday's game with Game 2 win with injuries. First, sharpshooter Klay Thompson had an MRI after injuring his hamstring in Sunday's win. Yesterday, the team confirmed that Thompson has a hamstring strain and is questionable for Game 3. The team got worse news about center Kevin Looney. ESPN.com's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that Looney will miss the remainder of the finals after he suffered a non-displaced first costal cartilage fracture, which is a fracture of the cartilage in the ribs. He's out for the remainder of the finals. Kevin Durant still not playing after injuring his right calf in Game 5 of the semifinals. 6:52 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5. Brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far this morning coming in from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No delays across the Bayway, downtown through the tunnels, and to the 1065 split. Through Mobile, we're clear. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, accident-free conditions, and no problems from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon to Cathedral Square. Stop for locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks.
See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
And as they say, all good things must come to an end. We've got, I guess this, we have no chance of spoiling it for anybody. It happened and aired last night. Of course, we had it spoiled for us. When did we find out yet? Like, it was in the middle of the midday show, I think, or something like that, that somebody announced that the Holes Hour streak had ended, and mm-hmm. here's more on that.
So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with the correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, $20,000. What a payday. $46,801.
All right, so that's Emma Boettcher. Is it Boettcher? Boettcher?
Yeah, one of the two, I would say.
Boettcher. A 27-year-old user experience librarian from Chicago auditioned to be on Jeopardy 4 different times beginning her senior year in high school, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. As for preparation, she said, I took some tutorials online on how to wager, especially for Final Jeopardy. Probably a good idea working against Holes Hour, but I knew in large part the game was the mental aspect, keeping focused while being on the set of my favorite TV show. Like you heard, she won $46,801 on last night's episode, and in the process brought an end to the Holes Hour reign of terror, Holes Hour's attempt to break the all-time Jeopardy record, which he did not do, but he did pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Made a few dollars.
Yeah, a few, like $56,000 short of the all-time record. And, you know, he would have passed
He won, by the way, y'all, if you didn't follow this, Holes Hour won more than $2 million mm-hmm. over 32 games of Jeopardy.
Almost passed Ken Jennings, I think, 14-year record now mm-hmm. of $2.5 million. And a lot of people were upset that Holes Hour only wagered $1,399. But he said that was enough. He was banking on her getting it wrong.
Right.
And the third place could have passed him or if he didn't wager $14.99. So he was still playing the gambling game, but it finally came to an end for Holes Hour.
And he goes back to a slew of offers, you've said, to go to work for
baseball teams.
Baseball teams to do algorithms and statistics and all that. So not a bad run. Holes Hour out and Boettcher, the new winner. We'll probably be talking about her more going forward, and we'll be right back.